Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, if you're a parent of a school-aged kid, obviously you've probably had to look at ChatGPT or smartphones and how that technology may be negatively impacting your child, their schoolwork, their development, their emotional and mental health. Well, there's another element of technology that could also be harming kids, and that is AI chatbots. The Federal Trade Commission has started an inquiry into several social media and AI companies, including the big ones, OpenAI and Meta, about the potential harms to children and teenagers when they use chatbots as their companions. And joining us now with more information about what we're finding out about AI chatbot risks to kids is Julia Shapiro. She's a business and technology reporter for The Hill. Julia, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
I don't have kids, but I feel like this would be terrifying if my child had a chatbot companion or I didn't know that they were talking to an AI chatbot. For the layman, can you kind of explain what these AI chatbots are and how kids might access them?
Yeah, so the chatbots are most of the AI, the public-facing AI models that people are interacting with on the day-to-day. So ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, you know, xAI's Grok, and people, including children, are interacting with these chatbots. You know, they type in a question, they receive a response and output. And the growing concern is the way that these chatbots are interacting with kids in particular and the impact that it's having on their mental health.
So what sorts of impacts are we seeing?
Well, in dramatic cases, we saw several parents testifying before Congress last week saying that these chatbots drove their children to self-harm or suicide.
And how are they able to reach the conclusion that it happens from the chatbot? What are they seeing specifically? Do we know that much yet?
Yeah, looking at some of the messages between their children and these chatbots, they see in some cases the chatbots encouraging certain suicidal or self-harm behavior and providing potentially advice on how to conduct self-harm or suicide. And it typically, you know, in some cases, parents aren't even aware of how kids are using these chatbots. You know, some of the parents described it, they thought it was just a homework helper, and they didn't know that their child was interacting with these chatbots in a different way.
Yeah, I know there was the story from, just absolute tragic story from August of this year The parents of 16-year-old Adam Rain, I believe they sued OpenAI because their son had been talking to ChatGPT about suicidal ideation, and they said that the chatbot, instead of providing help or resources, just continued to validate his feelings and offered instructions on suicide methods. This is according to the parents' suit. And I can't imagine as a parent how devastating that would be, but also OpenAI, since they are dealing with a minor, are they looking at some real legal consequences?
Well, I think we have yet to see how this will play out in the courts. We already see some of these companies taking steps to try to change how their chatbots respond to children. OpenAI has been taking steps. They're launching efforts to work on age, technology that could help determine what age users are and send them to a more tailored version of ChatGPT that could maybe take steps to help prevent these situations.
You know, we're talking about using the phrase chatbot, and I understand that ChatGPT is AI, but we have also heard these stories about people dating an AI, an AI bot of some sort. That's different than ChatGPT, correct? Versus like I guess I'm a little confused about where you draw the line between the chatbot being a companion and then having these actual AI boyfriend, girlfriend things that we've seen in the news.
Well, in some cases, it does look different, and it acts more as a companion, and it takes on a specific personality. But in some cases, we are seeing people interacting with even the most basic mm-hmm. chatbots in ways they're developing relationships with these chatbots. Even if it's not, a romantic relationship, they are increasingly turning to these chatbots in ways that they might normally turn to other people in their lives.
So with the FTC looking into these companies, and as Amy mentioned, Google, their parent company, Alphabet, and you've got Meta, OpenAI, Instagram, all of them are being looked at by the FTC. How long will this inquiry take, or about how long? And then what might the FTC do once that inquiry is finished?
Well, it's still pretty unclear what the timeline is on this inquiry and really what steps they could take. I think this is it's a very new issue that people are and the government is dealing with. And they're still really grappling with how they could approach this. So we saw the FTC asking for pretty basic information about how these models are processing inputs, generating outputs, how these companies are trying to monitor and mitigate these negative impacts. So I think they're still trying to get a real sense of how these things are happening and how these chatbots are functioning.
It's so clear, too, that right now the technology is outpacing any extant laws or legislature, and it's moving faster than we can respond to it. So the onus really does fall on parents and on guardians. How can a parent, or what signs maybe should a parent look for with their child to see if their child is interacting excessively or in inappropriate ways with AI?
Well, what several of the parents who have encountered these issues have mentioned, in many ways, their children have exhibited typical symptoms of depression or suicide. And so there's no particular resolution yet on how parents can respond to this, but I think keeping an eye for those signs that have traditionally led to some of these harmful outcomes is what those parents have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sorry, Julia. One of the concerns that Amy and I, we talk about this quite a bit, is these companies that are behind artificial intelligence, and they all have their different systems that they use and, you know, different degrees of effectiveness. The concern is that the companies are so interested in seeing how far they can push the technology that they don't really stop to think about how harmful it can be. It's just a matter of, how much more can we do, that they don't put guardrails on themselves or shouldn't be trusted to put guardrails on themselves. Do you have any indication from these companies that they are actually concerned internally about what their technologies are capable of doing?
Well, it's hard to know at this point just, you know, how these companies are dealing with this internally. From the outside, they have put forward steps that they're taking to try to address this issue. I think we are seeing definitely some interest from federal lawmakers about trying to address this issue, through legislation. But it really remains to be seen since where this will go, since Congress has had a hard time passing tech regulation in the past.
Yeah, it's when you look at ChatGPT, because it's generative and it's so different, I'll be interesting to see how free speech falls into this, because I know that might have been Elena Kagan that was saying, at one point does a TikTok algorithm become a form of speech? Because whether you're feeding kids a dangerous narratives about suicidal ideation or overtly, explicitly sexual content, like, you couldn't walk up to someone, a kid on the street, and say those things. So at what point does a generative TikTok algorithm or AI chatbot count as speech, you know, forcing this speech on kids when it wouldn't be allowed in any other environment or platform?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that this is an issue that lawmakers are grappling with right now. There have been several members of Congress who have suggested that when these AI chatbots are producing responses, that it becomes speech that is then not covered by Section 230, which is a law that protects these tech companies. It shields them from lawsuits for content that is posted typically on their websites, like social media platforms. But in this case, they're arguing, well, maybe that legal shield shouldn't apply to what these chatbots are producing.
Well, it's a story that we are certainly interested in and will be continuing to follow it. It's going to affect all of us and already is. Julia Shapiro, business and technology reporter for The Hill, we appreciate your reporting. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.